Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Lots of Laughs, work advice from me, and of course, movie torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch your podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. Hope your week has been amazing. I gotta say, it's a great week here in the Low House. We've had a lot of busyness, but now we are resting, and I love that. I want to thank the Hopecast Network for making this podcast possible. Do us a favor, like and subscribe. Make sure you click that like button. Follow us on iTunes and Spotify so you get this every week. Yes, you. I'm talking to you listening right now while you're driving or you're walking or you're working. You can tell someone about the weekly calling if you really like it that much, and you can share it. But today, I want us to talk about Jonathan and David, a friendship for the ages. When you think about great friendships, you probably think of like movie duos or, the Mel Gibson, Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon, or best friends who just get each other. You know, I have so many good friends, and you know, Jonathan listening. I have a friend, Jonathan, who listens every week, and we just get each other. We can talk to each other. He co-hosts Delusional Fandom with me, and I know he's going to get what I say. Trent, I love Trent. Trent and I can safely say we've never had a disagreement, and we planted a church together. Go figure. We just get each other. But the Bible gives us one of the most powerful examples of friendship in Jonathan and David. And what makes their story incredible is this. On paper, they should never have been friends. Let's think about this for a minute. Jonathan, the son of King Saul, basically the crown prince, he had everything at his fingertips. Everyone expected him to be the next king. And then you have David, the shepherd kid who slayed Goliath, then suddenly skyrocketed into fame. God anointed him to be the next king, which technically meant Jonathan was out of the picture. If this was today, Jonathan could have been jealous. He could have been bitter. He could have been competitive. He would have definitely, for sure, unfollowed David on Instagram. He would be like, I'm not liking and subscribing to anything David's doing. He would have blocked his number. Come on, you know you blocked a few numbers in your life listening. And he would have seen him as a rival. But if we look at 1 Samuel 18:3, Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. This wasn't a casual we're bros kind of deal. It was a deep, loyal, committed friendship. Think about that. So, what did their friendship look like? Let's think about this in modern terms, what their friendship looked like. They each had each other's backs. When Saul wanted David dead, Jonathan warned him. We saw that in 1 Samuel 19. He risked his own relationship with his father to protect David. That's like standing up for your own friend, even when it costs you at home, work, or school. Have you ever done that before, listeners? Two, they were honest and vulnerable. In 1 Samuel 20, David is scared for his life. Instead of pretending to be tough guys, they open up about their fears and emotions. They cry together. Real friends don't just joke around. They share the heavy stuff too. I know some of you guys listening right now, you're like, I don't know if I could cry around my bro. It is hard. I will say, it is hard to be vulnerable, but we are called to be vulnerable. Three, they pushed each other towards God's calling. Are you pushing your friends towards what God's calling them to do? In 1 Samuel 23:16, Jonathan goes to David in the wilderness. While he's discouraged, he says, "Don't be afraid. You will be king over Israel, and I will be second to you." Translation, God has a plan for you, and I'm with you, even if it means you get the spotlight instead of me. That's supernatural humility. Think about that. So Fred Rogers, as we know him as Mr. Rogers, once befriended a young boy named Jeff, who had cerebral palsy. Jeff couldn't walk or talk easily, but Mr. Rogers saw past that. They became friends, and Mr. Rogers invited Jeff onto his show. Years later, someone asked Jeff, "What made Mr. Rogers so special to him?" And Jeff said, "He looked at me and he saw me, not my wheelchair. He called me his friend." That's the heart of friendship. That's the heart of what Jonathan and David have. Jonathan did not see David as the guy who replaced him. It's the guy who was going to get what he didn't get. Jonathan saw him the way God saw him. Do you see your friends the way God sees your friends? That's what you need to think about. Jonathan gave up his claim to the throne to support David. In a world that says, look out for yourself, climb higher, compete harder, Jonathan shows us a different way. I'll celebrate you, even if it means I take second. That's rare, man. That is so rare today. Most friendships are built on convenience. I like you because you're fun or because you make me feel good. But Jonathan and David's bond was built on covenant, loyalty, and shared faith in God. Who do you have that will stand by you when life gets messy? Who encourages you to keep trusting God when you feel like giving up? And just as important, are you that kind of friend to someone else? Jonathan and David show us a friendship isn't about competition. It's about commitment. It isn't about using each other. It's about lifting each other up. It isn't about being convenient. It's about being covenant level loyal. Think about that for a moment. What a true example of friendships. I want you guys to really think this week. Who are you lifting up? Who are you there for when times get really sucky? Think about that. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the people listening on the road while they're walking. We thank you for that. God, we thank you for friendships modeled like Jonathan and David. We praise you for that. We ask all these things, and we pray for this upcoming week for each one listening, myself included, in your holy name. My name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.